Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, May 15th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. One of the stories that I was following yesterday, and one of the things I think that the people looking at what's going on in Washington are starting to wake up and realize that this is going to be an opportunity for us to do this here in the state of Michigan. One of the things you have to understand, the process. We talk about the process. Once you get past the process, then you're into sitting down and working out the policy within the process, then leads to the mechanism of exactly how this is all going to work. So one of the things that I've been watching, following very closely, is exactly how this budget process going forward in Lansing. Senate Democrats yesterday passed, excuse me, my voice is going, people, I apologize. They passed $85.95 billion. Had to just be under 86. They couldn't get there. $85.95 billion fiscal year 2026 state budget. That pays for grants to offset any business losses from President Donald Trump's tariff policies. And they broke the record. $10,008 per pupil school allowances that must contribute to teachers' raises. The plan also sets aside $3 billion for a long-term road funding plan, if and when that comes together. So they got a placeholder in there right now. They also provided for a $30 million fund for a caregiver tax credit based on the review of 18 budget areas, Senate Democrats laid out $1.1 billion more in state-managed spending than the governor wanted in her executive recommendations. For example, the Senate Health and Human Services budget, Senate Bill 180, sets aside $315 million. With $200 million in federal government to ensure care workers paid through the state are compensated under Michigan's new wage laws as of February 2025, following the summer 2024 Michigan Supreme Court ruling. The state's minimum wage grew from $10.56 an hour to $12.48 between January and late February. And under recent statutes, will end up at $15 an hour in just 2 years, 2027. In the state Senate's labor and economic opportunity budget, this is all focused in Senate Bill 179, as well as their agriculture budget, which was isolated in Senate Bill 171. The Senate set aside money and placeholders for tariff relief grants. Anybody in the state of Michigan, any farmer, any labor business, anything to deal with the economy, the Senate Democrats in Lansing are all concerned about Donald Trump's tariffs and his tariff policies, that they put placeholders to provide grant money, free money, to anybody that's been harmed by Trump's tariffs. These grants are directly related to the 10% baseline tariff rolled out on April 2nd, as well as a 20% Chinese import tariff based on fentanyl that was coming into the country. Well, there's a 90-day pause on it because originally Donald Trump had raised China's tariffs temporarily to 145%. With now it being in a 90-day pause status, they put placeholders in their proposed budget. Another Senate Bill 179 creates $100 million in grant money, distributing grants as well as loans to businesses affected by the tariffs. The purpose of this? Reshoring supply chain grants. Additionally, Senate Bill 179 includes $10 million in apprenticeship training, adult education grants, $10 million to assist food banks with higher food costs, and $1 million to study, listen to this, to study how to manufacture fire trucks domestically. We got to spend $1 million on a study to figure out how to manufacture fire trucks in the United States. This is what the Senate Democrats have as a priority. How about you go to Ford? How about you go to General Motors and say, give us a quote on manufacturing a truck domestically? We don't need to spend $1 million on a study. These people are unbelievable. Chair, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony said, we wanted a budget. We wanted a budget that responds to what people are feeling now, whether it's farmers who are impacted by these crazy things, tariff policies on their small businesses. I even have some in my district that literally can't afford products because some of these tariffs. That's a bald-faced lie. Tell me what products, Sarah, specifically, what products in your district people can't afford because of the tariffs. I want a list. I want to know the name of the business, the people. I want to know the products. That is a bald-faced liberal lie. Shame on you. Then she finishes her quote, obviously, when it rains for everyone, it pours on Michigan in terms of the auto industry. Give me a break. Well, the Senate pre-K through 12 budget, you know, because we're now teaching four-year-olds. Forget kindergarten. We got to get our hands on these kids earlier. Senate Bill 166, overseeing the school aid fund. Money is withdrawn from a fund created in the past to assist school districts with consolidating into one. Instead, the relocation of the fund aims to create $350 million in school infrastructure grants. In part, they're intended to assist districts that had any project and upgrade funding revoked by the Trump's White House strides to downscale federal education programs. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who proposed a $10,000 per pupil foundation allowance for public schools, well, the Senate said you need a few extra dollars. So they allocated $10,008 per student, mandating that half of the 4.2% increase must go to bankroll teachers' raises. You see how they're taking care of their teachers, the Democrats? It's what they do. They make sure the teachers get their raises out of the pure per pupil funding so that they'll continue to support and work for the election of Democrats heading into next year's election. Nearly all these budgets passed by party line, including the supplemental, Senate Bill 184, that rearranges $641.4 million in local revenue sharing to local governments for the current fiscal year. It also unleashes $129.1 million that was allocated by the Biden White House for local renewable energy policies. Well, one of the Republican senators, Roger Hulk, said, got a picture with the budget we passed today on social media, uploading a photo of himself standing next to a cardboard recycling container. Posted it on his Twitter account. Yeah, Governor, she said yesterday, there's room to cut in the budget. So what they did was decided not to cut anything. Spend millions more than even the governor's proposal. Only put a $3 billion placeholder for unspecified new taxes because they really don't even have a real road plan. We'll finish this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment wrapping up this state Senate Democrat passed budget. Just a hair under $86 billion. Republicans responding. They don't have a real road plan, so they're going to put a $3 billion placeholder in place. Senator Roger Hoke said, I get to finally beat to the punch on how serious this is before Speaker Matt Hall can come out with his press conference. Senate Republicans continue to try hitting Democrats hard with failed amendments. For the pre-K through 12 budget, their proposals aim to establish parity between public schools, private schools, and charter schools. Well, that amendment failed. They also put forward an amendment to prohibit students born as a male from participating in female sports. Yep, that failed too. They want your girls, your daughters, your granddaughters to compete against biological males. That's what the Senate Democrats want. Well, another example, Senator Tom Albert, Republican of Lowell, wanted to offer the same state stipends for aspiring educators fulfilling their student teaching curriculum to be allowed to do it in private school settings. Be paid the same amount that the students serving up their student teaching in public schools get. He also asked Senate Democrats to not go through without dropping the foundation allowance for charter schools to 80% of that for what they give in-person public schools. Also, while we're looking at cyber charter schools, they are literally fully online. I don't believe that a good form of education should be basically punished for doing a good job. I believe that there should be some version for in-person instruction, but because we know that when kids are in a classroom with the teacher and with other students, they learn best, said Darren Calamari, the communist Democrat from Trenton. opposing Tom Elbert's amendment. For one example, he goes on to say, they don't have to pay for a building. They don't have to pay for utilities. They don't have to pay for transportation. They don't offer breakfast or lunch. They don't offer athletics. The only thing they do is offer one-to-one technology, which our traditional public schools offer as well. So they're going to be punished according to the Democrats' planned proposed budget. Finally, other Senate bills involved. When it came up for the general government budget, Senate Bill 173, while the Senate Republicans asked for amendments to ramp up studies and mandates for government workers to work in person, that failed. One of the budget proposals not to pass by party line was Senate Bill 172, Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Well, this is absolutely the type of situation we've got going on in the state Senate. Basically, not one Republican amendment was adopted. So, we're going to see what the House does with this almost $86 billion budget. We're going to see what they come up with. How do they respond to what the senators have done? And I can kind of predict Matt Hall and the Republicans, they're not going to have anything to do with this. Absolutely not going to support this in any way, shape, or form. That's why they don't have a snowball chance in heck of passing a budget before 4th of July. Honestly, I don't think they're going to get one passed before September 30th at midnight, which is when the current budget, fiscal year 2025, expires. It's exactly why the House caucus, with Matt Hall as speaker, passed a $20 billion continuing resolution to keep the government open, because they know they're not going to buy any of this crap coming out of the Senate. I mean, this is so anti-America first, anti-Donald Trump, anti-everything that the House Republicans won their majority on. There's no way they can support this budget, and they know it. That's why they passed the supplemental. No comment by the governor. Pretty interesting on that point. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.